My six-year-old son sat next to me on the couch the other day. And actually, when a six-year-old sits next to you, it's really more of a six-year-old barreled in, ran to the couch, leapt from the arm of the couch, hopped twice, and landed in my lap. Ugh, I screamed. "Sorry, Daddy," he replied. "It's just that I'm going a little cuckoo, 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 and he
Cuckoo,
trailed off.
cuckoo.
This is Dispatches from Student Quarantine. Episode 105, Tales of the Times. Have we gone crazy yet?
I'm a student now, writing for myself and
me.
And me.
And we will be telling a story together. Each one of us is going to give you a short inside look at what we've been doing the past 3 weeks to stay as sane as possible. So the question is, have we gone insane yet? You guys decide. All right, what's up, everyone? I'm Chad Rosenberger, and I'm going to give you guys, a short rundown of what I've personally been doing to keep myself from going crazy this quarantine period. So to start things off, Elizabethtown College students, I think, were officially sent home on March 15th, as I remember. But as of now, it's been a solid 3.5 weeks, which in normal reality would feel, like 3.5 weeks. But most of us would agree that these 3.5 weeks have felt like a millennia. So what have I been doing to stay sane? Well, on Thursday, March 19th, I decided to fry some bacon for breakfast. And I did this because our professor, Dr. Helb, sent us a video the night before. And there was a part in the video where it said that bacon, or the sound of bacon and the sound of rain, was like indistinguishable. So I wanted to be the judge myself. I wanted to see for myself. So here's the clip. As you guys could hear, I was amazed. Anyway, fast forward to the following week on Wednesday the 25th, my sister Carly stopped by to visit because she herself was, she was starting to go stir crazy too. So she came over and take a listen to this. As you guys could clearly hear, my dog Maya has gone crazy. Although I think she's always been a psychopath, so that's nothing new. But fast forward again on Sunday the 29th, my parents and I, we went to go visit my grandpa at his retirement home. He's in physical therapy right now, quarantined because he had gotten surgery before this whole thing broke out. He had no idea what was going on, and now he's quarantined for, however long it takes. And so we can't see him. The only way we were able to see him was to look through a glass door and talk on a phone. So take a listen to this.
Carly, I'm getting there. It's slow, but it just takes time, takes fight, takes courage, takes faith, it takes family and loved ones like you guys and the friends and their cards and their messages that have been so helpful.
And like I said earlier, the sound was us talking to him on a phone through a glass door. So, he's a strong man. So that's it. That's all I have time to share with you guys. So have I gone crazy in the last 3 weeks? Personally, I think I'm doing all right. But we still have some time yet, so we'll see. I'm curious to see how Chris and Olivia have been spending their time.
It has been an odd last few weeks. There's no other way to describe the times. I joked earlier with the professor that people are always talking about how they wish they lived in a different time. In most decades, there were rations and self-sacrifice for the country. These times fit the bill. Yet, I would argue that many of those people are not happy with the current state of the country. It's pretty neat in the sense that this is forcing people to seek more traditional routes, and forcing conversations and so forth. Yet tales of the times fit this situation. I just hope that this all makes people appreciate life more and what we can take for granted. I'm not perfect, but I do make a conscious effort to appreciate the little things. Spending time outdoors over the course of my lifetime has assisted that appreciation. I hope we get healthy again. Maha, make America healthy again. My guilty pleasure has been the Tiger King miniseries over the last week or two. The Netflix story is so odd and intriguing. I have followed up by watching some YouTube clips that include different people from the show. Comedian Theo Vaughn had Doc Antle on his podcast from the show. I watched the whole thing, was entertained and informed for a full hour. It's crazy how this documentary series has attracted so much attention during these challenging times for our country. I didn't even know these people a week or two ago. The other podcast-style ones were with a few other characters. Those ones were led by David Spade. Of course, the internet has been littered with Tiger King memes. My favorite ones are the debates over who should play and who in a movie. Oddly enough, David Spade is a top candidate to play the interesting Joe Exotic, building off of his Joe Dirt character. Spade was asking his interviewees who they would want to have him play in the movie. Ranky from the show, who is a paraplegic, hinted at a Matthew McConaughey portrayal. That was my favorite. I believe that he is a method actor, too. It'd be interesting to see how he would play that one out. I am sure that he would be up for that challenge. They are supposed to be releasing a new episode on Netflix this week. My understanding is that there is a ton of remaining footage that they did not show. Many people believe that they were saving the footage to expand production. I just know that they reeled me in. I will be a viewer.
It's definitely been an interesting time trying to figure out ways to get rid of the cabin fever that's been creeping in. I've found that to keep from going crazy, I need to get out of my house as much as humanly possible, if only just to see different surroundings other than the same four walls. So, to fix that problem, I've hiked more in the past 3 weeks than I did all of last year. I've been to 10 different parks and environmental trails ranging from right in my backyard to as far away from my house as I could get on a tank of gas. This has definitely been one of my favorite quarantine activities, and it's been really cool to get to explore other places that I normally wouldn't have the opportunity to this time of year because I would be at school. On March 22nd, I went with my family to Little Buffalo State Park in Newport, Pennsylvania, and just took some time to absorb the natural sounds around me. You can hear in that clip the sounds of gravel and leaves crunching, and you may be able to hear other people enjoying the trail too. When we went to Little Buffalo, it seemed like a lot of people had the same idea we did to get out of the house. We made sure to stay at least 6 feet apart from everyone we saw, but my parents especially were hyper-conscious of not touching surfaces that other people may have touched. Rather than being afraid, though, I thought it was really great to see other families just like mine getting outside. From my perspective, if there's anything to be gained from this time, it's the memories that everyone will make spending time together outside rather than in separate rooms of the same house, each staring at a screen. My mind and overall mental health have definitely been improved by getting to be outside, but physically, not so much. I'm very clumsy, and that coupled with my tendency to start wandering down a trail before realizing that it goes a mile and a half uphill, has led to me re-injuring my ankle that I sprained in high school and never quite let heal. So that's been giving me some trouble, but I've been taking medication before I go out on a hike, and that's been working so far. But even if my ankle falls off, it probably won't stop me from getting outside. Because I don't think I've gone crazy right now, but that's only because I'm able to escape at least once every 2 days. If I get cut off from that, it'll probably be the end for me.
Tales of the Times, Have We Gone Crazy Yet? Was produced by Chad Rosenberger, with Olivia Moyer and Chris Tongle. For Dispatches from Student Quarantine, I'm Colin Helpe.